I could never seem to get my ankles to support my weight, and so I was a horrible skater. However, I was very active. I played competitive tennis. I played a lot of sports. In university, I continued to play tennis, did a lot of swimming. And I was, at that point, the only thing that happened to me between the time I was born and sometime that or until my AA recovery was that I had my tonsils out. So I grew up in an environment where I didn't have to deal with health issues. I didn't have to deal with anything long term. I got colds, I got sick, but I continued to be very active through my 30s and my 40s. I was an exercise aerobics instructor, but I started to take that a little farther than I should have. I at one point was teaching 14 classes a week, so I was compensating for a lot of habits in drinking and eating, especially by overdoing the exercise. I still had no issues as far as my health was concerned, but I was drinking more and more, and I was enjoying a pretty high life in terms of food that I could take in. I had grown up in a family where chocolates and sweets were a part of the program. Kind of moved away from that, but got into all kinds of different foods. At my late 40s, I was married, and I got to the point with my work that the drinking really started to take over. So I went to rehab. And that was the first time that I had to deal with a life-threatening health issue. I had drank so much that I got cirrhosis. And I was on the transplant list for a year and a half. Got well enough that they took me off that. I had to have some procedures done, which I still recover from in order to deal with what I had done to my liver in alcohol abuse. But pretty soon thereafter, I went from being very sick, very thin at 180, and my liver doctor said, "Well, you're never going to be able to gain any weight just because your liver doesn't work anymore and you just don't have the right chemistry." Well, I took that to heart, and I managed to gain, and I went over 350 pounds in about a year. And it became really apparent that I needed to go to a 12-step program that was focused on overeating and compulsive eating, and I joined OA. And then things started to get really, really ugly. I started watching my health. I contracted diabetes type 2. I had high blood pressure. Within almost no time, they discovered that I had a heart valve issue. I had to have the heart valve replaced. At the time they were in looking at the heart valve, they found I had an aneurysm on my aorta. And I was struggling with abstinence at that time. And I had been abstinent for a couple of years, and things were just really tough. And I relapsed. So I went from. I had lost about 40 pounds, and I gained it all back plus a bit more. So now we kind of walk into the current time frame of my life, and I started to work with some sponsors. I worked my plan of action. I worked my program. I do things like I do today. I do 3 meetings a week. I do a daily plan of action. And at the time, I started to struggle with some depression at the same time. And I found that I was able to use the steps and my plan of action and my relationship with my higher power to manage a lot of my health issues. So I was able to release quite a bit of weight. I no longer had to deal with diabetes. It's food controlled now, through OA and through the process of watching what I eat, having a food plan that I can live with, and working the steps on a daily basis, working the tools on a daily basis. I was able to stay abstinent, and that started me on a pathway that I felt was going to be successful. Now I get to a point in my experience where I've got a plan, it's working, I've got a sponsor, it's working, the program is working, I got a relationship with my higher power. I'm very pleased with the kinds of things that are happening. And I come to find out that I have got Parkinson's. So I'm dealing with all these things, and I'm dealing with depression at the same time. Parkinson's takes you off certain drugs that help depression, which is a royal pain in the you know what. So I had continually worked a lot of my mental issues and depression issues through the program, and I leaned on the 12 steps. I leaned on my plan of action and my sponsor and my OA friends to help me with the situation of these health issues coming and going. And as my sponsor has recognized today, these issues don't go away. My cirrhosis doesn't go away. I have to deal with that every second day. The Parkinson's doesn't go away. My heart issues don't go away. I've recently been diagnosed with ventricular tachycardia, which is sort of like a precursor to AFib, but it's not quite like AFib. So I continue to collect days of abstinence with OA. At the same time, I seem to be collecting health issues. And it's tough. The last little while has been very difficult mentally. I've had to make some changes to my care routines in both my liver and my Parkinson's arenas. And sometimes those changes that I'm making in the Parkinson's arenas really, really put me in a bad mental situation. But I'm able to reach out to my OA friends. I'm able to reach out to my sponsor. I'm able to sit back and realize that my higher power is able to help me through those situations. I can give my higher power enough room in my life that I realize that it's not necessarily my fault. that it just is. And so things like living the program day to day, sometimes cutting that time into minutes or seconds even. Excuse me, I need to get a drink. Really helps. Being able to reach out to my sponsor to talk is very important and very helpful. At the end of the day, I don't know what I would have done without OA. I don't know how I would have made the decisions I've made in my life, been able to live a pretty darn full life. I still ski. I'm still active. I go to activities that are specifically for Parkinson's. I'm a photographer. That's what I do for my, I'm retired, but for my my vocation, if you like. And the perspective that I'm able to approach those things with is supported by and made possible by the whole OA program. If I didn't have the program, there's no way I could have the peace and the solace and the support I need to walk through each day. You know, I don't know if I'm going to pick up other things in my health environment. It may happen. But for the time being, you know, I'm able to work through my day-to-day issues. Some days are better than others. It's been a couple of really crazy weeks. We're moving from California back to be close to family in Michigan. And that puts stress on the whole lifestyle and process that I'm involved with. And so I'm adjusting to that. And OA is adjusting and helping me adjust to that as I go forward. So I have really been thankful for 12-step, going back as far as my alcohol days, but especially the last 5 years, where if I hadn't had OA, I don't know what I would have done. I would have, you know, reached out for all the wrong things. I'm able to be abstinent through the process. It's a sense of pride and a sense of success that I have that I can continue to be abstinent. I afford myself enough flexibility that I don't restrict beyond what is healthy for me. The things that I enjoy. So my definition of my abstinence for me works for me. I'm not saying that that would work for everyone, but given what I have to deal with and given the way that I look at things, it works. And it's so key to being able to walk through each day, have the challenges I have, and have the relative success that I have. And so I thank everyone for the time today listening to my story. If you've got any questions or just need to reach out because you are struggling as well with issues, please feel free. My phone number is up on the Zoom window. And Joe, I think I'm going to shut her down now at this point. So thanks again for the time.
Thank you, Phil, and thank you for being a part of my life.